This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Gordon, pressured far sideline by Curry, picks up his dribble. Pass stolen by Draymond, back to Curry. Curry dribbles down the lane, lob, Kuminga, and it goes out of bounds.
Goodness.
A silly play.
Oh, no.
Curry could have pulled up for a three there.
Way too casual.
Dab Nation, this is Jonathan Kuminga. You're listening to the Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shiesky on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, it's just nice to see JK on the floor again. Thank you, Jonathan Kuminga. The way he says Spadoni, it makes me feel very good. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk righteously booed in San Francisco. It's Joe Spadoni. It's Joe Shiesky. And we're reacting to a disappointing loss, to say the least. 114-105 the final as the Denver Nuggets get the dub for the ninth.
Forgot what we
straight
deserve.
Time. No, they did. You get what you deserve. All right? What is it? You can't always get what you want, but you get what you need. Was that the Rolling Stones? Yeah, get what you deserve.
The thing I always tell
nine times.
I always tell all of the kids, yeah, whatever sport, whatever you're into, if you're into the debates, if you're into history, whatever you want to get into.
White Lotus.
You get what you put in.
Yeah.
Right? Like the output that you'll receive is based on the input you put. And and so yesterday I thought they came out lackluster. I thought that they were very indecisive in the half court, reckless. They weren't boxing out. They were doubling late and they were hanging off of guys. And there's already a physical mismatch. And then they didn't hit any shots. And then when they had opportunities, they missed many, many, many free throws. They were throwing the ball away. They were taking bad shots. It was a masterclass in what would be their Achilles heel if they're going to lose the series.
Exactly.
These things will all rear their ugly head.
And no guests today. The people are the guests, Joe Shiesky. And I want to hear from them at 888-957-9570. That's the same number to call or text. So again, you can text. If you don't want to call, that's okay. I'm a millennial. I get it. I send text messages. I don't need the voice memos. I don't need the FaceTime. Just send me a text. All right? 888-957-9570. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, is it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands and Lathrop? We got the Do You Believe segment coming up in about 10 minutes. And it's a new one. So if you're just joining us for the first time, you're listening, it's like, what is this? Do you believe? After every single Warriors game, Joe Shiesky and I, we play the game. We ask the people. You come, it's rapid fire. Do you believe this team could win a title? It's the the oldest question in sports history, sports talk history. Do you think this team can win a title? We ask it after every single Warriors game. And this is the first time we're doing it after a loss. So I am curious to hear from the fans. And maybe they think this is just a one-off, Joe Shasky. 888-957-9570. Is this just a one-off loss? Or is this a sign of things to come, potentially? This is the first team they played where we were looking at it like there's like expectations. Okay, it's cute. You beat the Knicks. Solid team. Good team. They're in the East, though. This is a team you might actually be playing in the playoffs. You know, it's one thing.
Back to the morning roast.
There you go. Now back to the morning roast. We are back. But this is one of the teams that you're actually going to be playing. And then you look at, you know, the Kings, all right, you know, the Kings, the Mavericks, the Suns, the Blazers, you can handle those teams. But, like, this was the one we all circled for weeks. We were circling this weeks. And then you have Joker and Murray and you lost it. So, yeah, I'm a little perplexed, I guess, this morning with the mentality of this team, with the veteran-laden players that they have, with the coaching that they have. And I saw yesterday, whoever posted on our social, shout out to them. I think it might have been Whitley. Shout out Whitley, the great Whitley Sandretto. Just zooming in, did you see Steve Kerr going at his assistant coaches yesterday? He was going at them, yelling, whether it was Stackhouse, whether it was Stotts. He was going, I thought a clipboard was going to be broken. He was pissed early in that game.
Well, I mean, I love that you go at your coaches, but the reality is like, look, the franchise's greatest player, there are times and a place to go at him. I thought he was terrible yesterday. By his standards. We're going terrible by his standards. Come on, Steph Curry. And it's okay. Like, I've seen Belichick yell at Brady. Yeah. That doesn't mean that he doesn't.
Famously, the OCs, whether it's McDaniels, Bill O'Brien, they go at him.
They all go at each other, which I'm a believer in creative tension. It's sports. It's billion-dollar business, and guys are going to go at it, and they're going to be heated. That doesn't mean you can't kiss and make up, right? But I just, like, Is it on Jerry Stackhouse that Draymond Green and Steph Curry were firing full court passes after getting big stops? Was it on Jerry Stackhouse that Kevon Looney just physically can't stay, you know, box out Aaron Gordon? No. Is it on Jerry Stackhouse? I'm just using him as an example. On Terry Stotts, that Buddy Hield can't hit water if he fell out of a boat in the middle of the ocean? Is it on Terry Stotts that they missed some calls on Kuminga driving to the lane and everyone on the court stopped and stopped playing offense and defense and just started complaining? Is it on the coach that Draymond Green got caught for an offensive foul on an inbound play?
It's not on the coach, but I'll say this. It starts with him when it becomes like, again, we call our coach, okay, Matt Nahegian. What does he always talk about? Urgency. And we laugh at him. We make fun of it. There was no urgency last night, and I felt early in that game, that's why we're talking about Steve Kerr going out as assistant coaches, and we have the full video on our Twitter page and our Instagram page, at 957 The Game. That was him calling out, obviously, the coaches, but that was more so the team. He wanted the team to see him going at his coaches saying, no, it's from top to bottom, the energy level is not acceptable right now. And he talked about it yesterday after the game, Joe Shasky.
No sense of urgency. There was no good energy, no good body language. Feeling sorry for ourselves early. It was a tough night.
Feeling sorry for ourselves early.
Early, I agree with. I actually thought Moody and Kuminga brought an intensity in that third quarter on like a lot of off ball helping and whatnot. Like, I saw Butler diving on the floor. I saw Moody diving on the floor. I saw Kuminga with a hell of a strip late in that game, especially. There were moments. I would agree early in the game, though. They didn't have it.
No, they did not. 888-957-9570 is the number. Caller text. We got Do You Believe segment coming up in about 6 minutes. Again, start lining them up. 888-957-9570. The fastest growing game show in sports talk radio history. Do you believe that the Warriors will win a title? Shamar is in Sausalito. He wants to join in the conversation, though. What's up, Shamar? You're almost Spadoni and Shasky.
Hey, fellas, how's it going? Hey, I'm just wondering, is it anything that TJD did that put him in the doghouse? I think last night would have been a good example, you know, to bring him out there. Athletically, we get mismatched almost every night. And it's just apparent to me, you know, when I see him in the game, he's not a perfect guy. I think he's not, you know, mean enough for Steve Kerr's liking. But athletically, just his presence and his size would have been good last night just to warm him up for tonight. When I think against Giannis, he's had some great moments. But Kerr has to figure out a way to empower the big guys and take advantage of their gifts. And I think TJD would be someone that can make a difference when Looney can't. You know, Looney, at times, you know, he has to pump fake. He does as much as he can with what he has mentally. He's there, right? But TJD, I think, it would be good to see him playing with Jimmy Butler.
Wouldn't you agree?
Like, call Shamar.
Looney, for me, is one of those guys, like, against the grounded players, he does really well. Like, Domantas Sabonis is a great example.
Not really athletic, but like, they're big, but like not super athletic.
No, yeah. And he's a load, but not to the degree. Like, Aaron Gordon is not only much stronger than Sabonis.
Quicker.
Way quicker, yeah. And that second jumping ability, that leaping ability, yeah. It's got more handle than him. I think he's got a variety of moves to get to the hoop and get into his spots. I actually think his post game is underrated.
Yeah.
But yeah, and he crushed them. And I think that there is a point to be made on TJD getting an opportunity. Kerr just loves Looney, and I get it. But there are certain nights where I can almost tell right away Looney doesn't fit. Like, yeah. I almost knew right away when he checked back in the fourth quarter. I'm like, what are you doing?
Like, I get it with Trayce Jackson-Davis when they have the Joker out there. I get it. Like, I don't want him playing against that guy.
Again, a more grounded player.
Correct. To your point, I've seen Trayce Jackson-Davis stuff in Anthony Davis. I've seen him stuff Giannis when Giannis is trying to yam on him. Like, those athletic guys, to your point, there is something to be said about that. It felt like heading into the game, they were all preparing for Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, and then they got the memo about an hour early, like, oh, these guys aren't playing. Okay, well, we'll still throw out Looney. We'll still throw out Post. They just didn't go to Trayce Jackson-Davis for whatever reason. And again, if you're not playing Quentin Post, why not throw out TJD for a couple minutes? Just for a look.
When you're getting dominated underneath the... And look, the numbers are going to say, oh, they got out-rebounded by 12. If you told me they got out-rebounded by 32, I would have believed you.
Yeah. No, that's what it felt like. Yes. Right? It felt like they were dominating the boards, whether it was a Russell Westbrook, whether it was an Aaron Gordon, whether it was some of these guys, the Chanchar.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Of the world. So yeah, that was frustrating, but I also understand.
Say his name again.
Hold on.
Is Vlatko?
It's Vlatko Chunchar. There you go. Vlatko. Yes. It's a great name.
And then GP2 at 26 minutes last night. I thought he was really good in
he was great. He was 8-10.
He was really good.
He could
good
not have asked for a better for a game like offensively from Gary Payton II. But his active hands too.
With 5-6 minutes to go, he passed up a couple of corner threes and then passed back into a double teamed other player. Like, if you're going to be out there, you got to rip that corner three shot because you're going to be left open all the time.
That's a good point.
He did finish around the rim really nice. I would have went to Moody because I think it spaces the floor a little better for Steph. In the final like closing minutes of a fourth quarter.
All right, couple minutes here. We're gonna play Do You Believe? Start lining them up. 888-957-9570 is the number. Call or text 888-957-9570. Thank you, Bonte. Joel is in Petaluma though. He was at the game and wants to talk about it. Joe Shasky. What's up, Joel?
Yeah. Hey, good morning. How's it going? Last night I got there early on. I actually watched Steph Curry shoot around. That guy is unbelievable. Does a lot of stuff. You could tell he was a little tired, beat up. He was taking little breaks in between. Kind of seemed, you know, like he was stretching his back. So he was obviously hurting. So days prior, you know, Jimmy Butler was saying, you know, he was comfortable. He was fine because they were winning. But he said when it was his time to shine that it will be known. And I think last night would have been the night for him to really kind of take over, put that load on his back a little bit.
It's a good point, Joel. That's why you got Jimmy Butler. You got Jimmy Butler so you could, you know, take some of this load off of Stephen Curry physically and emotionally, honestly. Like, everything's involved. Like, and Steve Kerr spoke to that, you know, just where Steph has been at with this team. And he's been playing well, to his credit. Steph's been playing, like, the rejuvenation factor is real. What Jimmy Butler has provided Stephen Curry and this organization, that is for real. Now it's time to, you know, practice what you preach a little bit. You know, we brought Jimmy in here to help Steph out for sure. Like, okay, then protect Steph from himself tonight. The problem is, you tricked off yesterday. So you put yourself in a very tough situation where, you know, you're playing a Milwaukee Bucks team that's also playing for something. They're not, you know, they're no slouches either. You got one of the best players in the game. And if Damian Lillard's going, then yeah. And I expect Damian Lillard to have a good game if he does play tonight because he's back home, like in the Bay Area. Like, he loves playing here. So all of a sudden, this game went from gravy to, no, we need this badly.
Very few times am I watching the Warriors in the last 15 years where I'm like, you know, tonight he just doesn't have it. And the team is actually playing a little better cohesive offense and defense with him off the floor. And that was Steph Curry. And he checked back in and I didn't back then. I'm like, dude, I just hope he acquiesces, doesn't try to go nuclear. He just hasn't got it tonight. Now, there's been many nights where I've thought that. And then in the final 7 minutes, he goes nuclear and does some wild stuff that blows our mind. Right. But last night wasn't that night. And to the caller's point about Jimmy Butler, I was begging for them to be a little more methodical after getting a stop when they've been chasing all night and Denver has been answering big shot with another big shot and kind of turning the faucet off. It's a game of momentum, and they would get it to five and then a reckless turnover. They would get it to five, and then Kuminga in the lane gets fouled, no call. They go the other way, big three. Now we're back up to an 8-point lead. Right? And it's like, oh, and then Steph, I got to shoot a three. It's like, no, let's just get into the lane. And I really wanted to see Jimmy put his imprint on last night's game in particular, because it felt like it was up in the balance and they had moments to maybe cut it to three, cut it to a one score game, and they just couldn't do it.
888-957-9570. Start lining them up. It is time to play America's fastest growing game show. Do you believe?
It's time to play Dub Nation's favorite game. Do you believe the Warriors will win the title.
Oh, I love the music. I got my microphone right here, boys and girls.
Believe?
Do you believe? It's America's fastest growing game show, Joe Shasky. I'm going to go to you first as we go to the calls here in a second. Coach Hall at San Diego, Mark in Berkeley. You're on deck, 888-957-9570. Warriors, tough loss last night, but you know what? They're at the sixth spot in the West, currently still, clinging to a half-game lead over the Minnesota Timberwolves. Joe Shasky, do you still believe this team could win a title?
They can win a title. But
oh no!
If they play certain teams, certain matchups, and they get Aaron Gordon again, he's going to dominate them again. He might not score 38, but I don't know if they've got an answer for those guys. We've now seen it against the Knicks twice, and we've seen it against Denver multiple times over the last however many years. Aaron Gordon is a load that they don't have an answer for. And those type of players, those rugged 6'8 to 6'10, 6'11 bigs who just want to eat glass on the offensive side and do the putback stuff, they don't have an answer for that. That's going back to the Tristan Thompson days. So if they face certain matchups like that, I'm very worried that that could be their ouster. And you combine that with poor three-point shooting, missed free throws, and crazy turnovers, yeah, that's a recipe for a disaster. I still think they can win it. I'm not going to back off that right now. But if they face a team like that, oh, they better be on their A game.
888-957-9570. That's the number. Start lining them up. Do you believe that this team, this Golden State Warriors squad, can win it all after a loss last night? Coach Hall is in San Diego. Come on down, Coach Hall. Do you still believe in this team?
What's up, fellas? I do not believe we're going to win the title this year because the ball, it's in the stick, and Kerr is not going to go to the rotations that we need. You know, I think he kind of gets stuck in the mud, and I just think we have a lack of shooting. So I'm going to go on the air of caution and say no.
That's Coach Hall in San Diego. We appreciate you, Coach Hall. 888-957-9570. Do you believe that this team can win a title? I'm going to go to the board op, to the technical producer, one Sam Lubman, whose belief is so strong in this Golden State Warriors squad that I got to ask you, Sam Lubman, do you still believe?
Yeah, I still believe a little bit.
That was not convincing at all.
I see four
teams. I like Brock
right
Purdy.
We're not hard on Brock. I believe in the Warriors. I see four teams, gentlemen, that I think have a legitimate claim to win the championship this year. The Boston Celtics, that's one. Want to hit the number one?
That's your good.
Number
going.
One.
Number two.
Number two.
The Oklahoma City Thunder.
Number three.
The Denver Nuggets. And
number four.
I put the Warriors in that club, and that's where it ends. Those four teams. Those are the only four teams I say right now have a legitimate claim to win the title this year.
I think last night was a great example of what you're going to see a lot of, which is they're going to try to hunt Steph Curry over and over and over again in these pick and rolls. And that's nothing new. That's not anything new. But the combinations that you have out there defensively, simultaneously, the combinations that you have out there offensively are vitally important. And they've got to figure out these rotations right now, now with Kuminga back and Pajemski getting added to the mix. So we're in a wait-and-see pattern here.
Yeah, I guess I will add one addendum to that unwavering belief, and that is if the Warriors do run into the Nuggets in the playoffs, yeah, all bets are off. Just wrap it up right there. It's not.
Well, then you don't believe. All right, you're a non-believer.
I believe on certain conditions.
That's not what belief is. You believe or you don't. And the Golden State Warriors, folks.
Well, the Nuggets get eliminated before they face the Warriors. It changed the whole thing. So, you know.
All right. Well,
there's
there you
lots
go.
Of, there's more than one way to skin a cat.
All right. Well, that's two. I don't think we can say that anymore, by the way. Skinning a cat, is that even, like, can we say that? Is that PETA's going to get on us right now. Not only do we have, you know, the rats on the tables, now we're skinning cats. It's a no-go. PETA's not going to like that. And if you're wondering what PETA is, P-E-T-A, it's an acronym for something about animals. Anyways, do I believe? I know you're going to ask Joe Shasky. Do I believe the Warriors can still win a title?
Joe Spadoni, do you believe that the
Warriors
can still...
You got to do your game show voice.
Hi, Joe Spadoni, come on down. This is
do you believe?
One of the greatest game shows that's ever been played. Let me ask you, do you believe that the Warriors can still win a title?
I absolutely believe this team can still win a title. I think this was a one-off. I think this was a case of letting your guard down. And I think this is going to be a good thing for the Warriors going forward, Joe Shasky. You know why? Because it reinforced urgency within this team. You can't sleep on anyone in the NBA, even if they didn't have the three-time league MVP, even if they didn't have their second-best player in an NBA champion in Jamal Murray, even if you were playing out against a Russell Westbrook-led team who had seven turnovers for himself, even if Aaron Gordon had seven turnovers, you can't sleep on those players, even if you have Stephen Curry, Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green. Just, you can't do it, Joe Shasky. But you know what? When push came to shove, greatness rose within Aaron Gordon and Russell Westbrook. And I got to feel some type of way if I'm Stephen Curry this morning, if I'm Draymond Green this morning, if I'm Jimmy Butler heading into this game tonight against the Milwaukee Bucks, Milwaukee, of course, Algonquin for the good land. Giannis Antetokounmpo, Damian Lillard, they want to avenge a loss they had to you guys back in Milwaukee. Was that a month ago, a few weeks ago, whatever that was. So yeah, you better come out guns a-blazing tonight, because if you come out with lackadaisical effort like you did last night, it's going to be two losses in a row, and then all of a sudden you lose to these two teams, that belief level is going to drop exponentially. So yes, I still believe now, but you got to take that effort and urgency up a notch tonight against the Milwaukee Bucks. And that was Do You Believe? So I think we still got belief. I'm calling it a one-off. Are you calling it a one-off, Dub Nation? 888-957-9570. It was a very bad loss.
It's a bad loss.
It was. And you know what? It's okay to acknowledge that, because they've had so many good losses and they've won in a variety of ways. Listen, they're 14-2 when Jimmy Butler plays in the Golden State Warriors. They're like, let's not act like this is, you know, the sky is falling here, but you got humbled a little bit last night. That was a little piece of reality yesterday. And reality is often sobering, and I'm not going to go disappointing, shout out Thanos, but it was sobering yesterday. But I still think the cream of this team will rise to the top, and it does generally come playoff time. This was if they were missing, you know, Jokic and Murray for a whole series, like, yeah, the Warriors are winning the series. Like, I'm not worried about that if this is a given series. But a one-game situation, that could happen. You know, the Wizards beat a fully strength Nuggets team a couple days ago, and the Wizards stink, and then we know what the Nuggets are. The Nuggets are a good team. So I do think this is a one-off, but a one-off that maybe needed to happen to this team to just kind of reinforce, you know, that you can't sleep on anyone going forward.
The part that's hard to come to grips with for me is that I feel like this thing's coming down to, like, is Buddy going to hit a bucket or two? Like, literally.
We know what he is, though. We've talked about
it. No, but there were moments late in the third quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter, where they had chances to cut that game down to 5, 6, 4 points. And Buddy whiffed on some shots. And if he's not hitting threes, and he's going to play 20 to 25 minutes tonight, because he's going to. Like, that's what Kerr's going to do. It literally comes down to, is he going to score 5 points?
Three of his last five games, here's some of the numbers.
Give it to me.
2 points, 3 points, 8 points. And those are two of those against wins, obviously, because all they've done is win. But that was against the Pistons, that was against the Knicks, and then obviously the loss last night against Denver. Now, baked into that, two of those five as well, 16 points and 20 points in wins against Portland and the scrappy Portland Trailblazers, and another blowout win against the Sacramento Kings. So it's a mixed bag. That's just kind of what you're getting with Buddy at this game. Yeah, but I get
when
it.
When he hits,
I get
the
it,
momentum
though.
Goes off the charts, and then the team rallies, and like everything makes sense. When he's not hitting anything, he's literally useless.
It's frustrating to watch when you see guys like Peyton Watson and Hunter Tyson and the Chanchars, the Najis. Like, everyone else is hitting threes, but Buddy, you can't hit one. Like, no. That, I do get that. That's why it's frustrating watching a game like that.
But you couple that with Gui not hitting, with Draymond not hitting a three last night. Like, it wasn't just Buddy, but I do feel like Buddy's like the litmus test. Like, Buddy hits a couple, and it just changes the floor. And when Buddy doesn't hit anything, he's such a net negative. And he was contesting shots yesterday. I want to give him credit. Like, I thought he was playing hard, tough defense. I mean, Michael Porter Jr. hit one. He was all over him. I couldn't believe the shot he hit. Michael Porter Jr., another. He's a turnstile.
Yeah, no. Well, he's had like five back surgeries, something ridiculous. His lateral quick. He's a big body. What is he, 6'10"? He's huge, but he just doesn't have that lateral quickness anymore with all those back surgeries that he's had. 888-957-9570.
How terrifying is that, though? Like, the season comes down to a couple Buddy Hield threes. Like, that's what it feels like at times.
That's the difference between
terrifying.
But that's the difference between winning championships or not is when the other guys step up. Like,
I know
Jimmy Butler went to two NBA finals with the Max Struces and Gabe Vincents of the world. Now those guys actually are, they're good. I don't want to sleep on them because they actually are good players. Gabe Vincent's been playing very well with Los Angeles, and Max Struce has been playing very well with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Like, those are good players, but you didn't know who they were prior to that. Like, no one knew who Duncan Robinson was or Tyler Hero. Like, they were first round pick Tyler Hero, obviously, but no one really knew what you were getting there. And those are the differences. The Peyton Pritchards of the world, right? Last year, the Sam Housers of the world with Boston, right? Like, those guys need to step up. We saw it with Gary Payton in that run, right? We've seen it with the Golden State Warriors. Hell, Nemanja Bjelica had a moment with the Warriors in that championship run, right?
But Jordan Poole to me is like that. That type of playmaker, and this is an interesting comment, and I want your opinion on
this. Jonathan Kuminga be that?
Like, well, I'm going to give you the other guy that I think not could give you the JP aspect, but the ball handling. JoJo, explain to me how they haven't beaten Denver in the regular season since Jordan Poole.
Nine times.
Yet he has beaten them twice this season.
Well, there's a lot baked into that, right? Like, is that way too simple?
It is, but I would say they desperately miss the energy offensively and that playmaking ability and the stretch shooting of someone other than Steph Curry against Denver.
No Jordan Poole.
They're big and long, right, that team. They're very big and long. And I thought that last night their defensive strategy was excellent. They were basically like, hey, look, we know Steph wants to bomb away from three, and we're going to basically sag off of certain guys. And if they don't hit, great. Great. We're daring Steph to beat us, you know, by himself. And if these other guys score, fine, so be it. We can live with that. And when Quinn Post isn't hitting threes and gets yanked and doesn't come back into the game, when Buddy doesn't hit any threes, when Moody's not hitting any threes, when Draymond's not hitting any threes, and you got a couple from GP2, but, like, it's not enough firepower to beat them. So I ask, like, Pajemski, now that he's shooting better, Pajemski is a playmaker. Could he be, I'm not saying the difference maker, but could he be that missing element that they truly do miss that connects a lot of these lineups?
Well, Joe Chasky, we were talking about just last week, you thought this was the deepest bench in the league, potentially. Are we still feeling that way after that loss yesterday?
Well, without pods, it's tough to tell.
I mean,
I got to see what they look like when they get.
It's going to come down to the
second year. We haven't seen them fully assembled.
I guess it comes down to the second year. Brandon Pajemski, this is where I start to get concerned with a loss like yesterday. Like, it starts to get heightened against a team like Denver, right? We're relying on Quentin Post, right? And he played 8 minutes and he got pulled very quickly.
He was getting blitzed early. I wanted to see him go back to him and give him a chance to redeem himself.
Just yesterday, heading into the game, you were feeling great about Quentin Post and Guy Santos. What are you feeling about coming out of that game last night?
Nothing.
But they went back to Guy.
They went back to Guy, and Guy was getting bodied. And it was not a good matchup for him. And he had a bad turnover as well, right? Like, I didn't think that matchup was a good one for him against Aaron Gordon. Aaron Gordon's bigger and stronger and faster than him.
Like, I guess my question is, are you questioning the depth of this team after yesterday's loss?
I'm questioning their leader playing a bad game.
That's it? Is it as simple as that?
And I also think the dynamic in games where he doesn't have it rolling, like, I think he needs to be more open. We know he can go on a 4-minute run that's just spectacular. But this is why you got Jimmy Butler was in a game last night where you're really struggling offensively to methodically get good looks in the half court. That's what Jimmy brings to the table, to get to the free throw line, to fight back into a game like that. And I thought that Steph and Dre were kind of careless with the ball, and I wanted to see Jimmy take more of a forefront opportunity.
And again, if you're just joining us, Steve Kerr, after the game, this was him speaking about Stephen Curry's performance, and quite simply, he's just saying it. Steph looks tired.
He's tired. Been carrying us for a month. He's been amazing. He's tired. So we got to get him. We got to get him some rest. You can see it. He doesn't have his energy right now.
And Steve, is there a chance you rest him tonight against the Milwaukee Bucks, which all of a sudden this feels like I got to have a game? Is he going to rest Steph?
No sense of urgency.
Potentially.
I don't know what, I got to talk to Rick, but he's exhausted right now. So we've got to absolutely consider giving him a night, getting him rejuvenated for the sake of him and our, you know, the remainder of our games. But we'll see. But I think he's been tired the last few games. And so we've got to find a way to get him his juice back.
I'll own that. That was my turnover on downs right there when I came to both hotkeys. But he said potentially they're resting him tonight. And can you afford to rest Stephen Curry tonight? I would ask at 888-957-9570. Do you sit him or do you start him? It's as simple as that. 888-957-9570.
I can go both ways. I want to see this team actually play a full game without Steph because I think that Kuminga needs it. I think Butler needs it. I think Draymond needs it. Pod's coming back. Like, it's not the worst thing in the world. I really don't. And I know that sounds crazy, but you see what a win without your top dogs can do for a team. Does Denver feel more galvanized this morning?
Are you kidding me? If I'm a Denver Nuggets fan,
I'm flying high.
I'm feeling like, you know what? We didn't even have Joker yesterday. We didn't have Jamal Murray. I love our chances in the West against one of the hottest teams in basketball.
Exactly.
Jimmy Butler played, Hall of Famer. Stephen Curry played yesterday, Hall of Famer. Draymond Green, Hall of Famer. Oh, yeah, my guy Hunter Tyson and Peyton Watson were going up against those guys, combined for 22. Yeah, I love our chances. Yeah. So, yes.
And the other thing with, like, these combinations and, you know, the way that they're playing stuff right now, like, when you take Quinn Post off the floor because he doesn't play well in the first quarter, I get it. Like, defensively, he's a liability. But what he brings to the table is he can hit two or three threes that are huge momentum plays mm-hmm. that open the floor up for others.
And you know you can get a shot over anyone.
That's kind of my point. And the one thing that I've noticed is, like, when he hits in that third quarter, it's like all of a sudden the floodgates open up and everyone else starts, like, being the benefactor of his spacing. And so I understand why you wanted to go away from him. But I think you owe it to yourself offensively when you're stagnant to go back to him because he can get the barrage going and open the floor up for others.
And you spoke to this about Gary Payton where there was the hesitancy there about taking those threes. Conversely, I don't feel that way at all about Quentin Post. I know he plays with the swagger and confidence that you need late in those kind of games, and I would have liked to see him in some of those situations. I get it. Steve Kerr is like, this is kind of a tight game. We really need this one. It was tight game late. Maybe he didn't trust. Well, clearly he didn't. Quentin Post yesterday, you're going to need that trust factor again, come playoff time, or again, after last night, dare I say play-in time, because that is what you're fighting for right now, staying out of the play-in box. You're only a half game up on Minnesota, who lost yesterday, which is why we're extra frustrated, because you could have created some separation there.
And the thing is, like right now, I get where he's coming from, Steve Kerr, on the Quinton posting. He's a rookie, you want to play it. So, but you did this yo-yoing with Kuminga and Moody for 2-3 years. Have you learned anything from it? What you did with Pods was you empowered him. You went back to him. You gave him opportunities to grow from his mistakes within the same game. And I would like to see a similar tactic, especially on a night where it feels like none of the bigs are having success. It's not like Looney was having tremendous success against the bigs. It wasn't like Gee was having tremendous success. But what he can bring offensively overrides some of his deficiencies defensively. And maybe, just maybe, he learns from some of his mistakes and it becomes more tenacious. I don't know. I wanted to see Post get another opportunity and I just felt like they didn't go down that way and I thought it was a mistake.
888-957-9570 is the number. We got a poll question out right now on YouTube, Sam Lum. I'm going to go to you for this. What's the question? What are the percentages? You're going to be my Steve Kornacki here. What are we at?
All right, so let's break down this board here. We got 254 votes in on this YouTube poll, all right? The question is simple. Do the Warriors need to rest Steph tonight versus the Bucks, right? 254 votes are in. 60%, that's 6% of the 254 votes are saying, yes, he needs to rest tonight. 40% of these 254 votes are saying, no, the Warriors cannot afford to rest Steph Curry. That is your YouTube poll question right now.
That was a great update
from Sam Broadcaster.
That's Steve Kornacki. It's not quite broadcaster.
Okay, I'll do it in a broadcast.
There you go. Thank you.
So, like, whenever, and there are certain people in the industry, I'll just leave it as that, they change the inflection of their voice so that you know what they're saying is self-righteous and important.
Well, you're saying it's Jeremy Schapp, ESPN.
It's just like, can you talk normal?
That is normal for them. No, but that's the thing. That's the broadcaster voices. You got to do it.
And I'm Charlie Walter. Charlie,
hey,
I love
that's
you.
That's Chuck Walter,
but
a former teammate.
But he talked
here.
This.
I love Chuck.
It was almost as if he had to tell you that I'm on TV.
What if he hit puberty and that's what he sounded like? He's 12 or 13.
No one talks
talking
like that.
Hey, you never know.
Sir, what do you want from the deli? What I'd really like is a turkey sandwich with Swiss, a little bit of mayonnaise, little lettuce, little tomato, little onion. Thank you. That's absurd if you talk like that.
They'll sleep on the pepperoncinis too. I want some of those on there. A little spice, Joe Shasky. By the way, so 60% said rest him tonight. That's a little interesting. Like,
61% now.
61%. It's growing. 61%.
It's a grower, not a shower.
Relax over there. All right. Sometimes it's cold out.
-3.
What do you do with Steph tonight, folks? You saw how he looked last night. Do you sit him? Do you risk it? What are we doing? 888-957-9570.
Just, you had an opportunity to just gain a little bit of ground and give yourself some breathing.
They squandered it.
You found out in like the second quarter. It's like, oh my God, they lost in overtime. The Timberwolves, that is. This is their chance. Let's do it. And it's just, gosh, it was so frustrating.
It's just Mark in Berkeley wants to join the conversation. What's up, Marky Mark? What you got?
I say rest them. And the thing you guys aren't realizing, the Warriors bring out the best in a lot of teams.
Yeah.
Not just because they want to beat us, just their energy level out there will make teams play like they've never played before. And also, that game is just one game. Okay? We can afford to lose that game because we've been winning. And they get in the playoffs, and they're going to win. They're going to go to the championship.
Oh.
If they do what they were doing with the 13-man rotation, everybody has to contribute. And I know we're going to win. I know what's going on with this team.
Dude, you're locked in. Hey, Mark.
Things out.
Mark, you're locked in. You're locked in with this team right now. You're the biggest Warriors fan ever, aren't you?
The way they played earlier. Mm. And I know they can do it again.
He knows.
Look, it's just
Mark knows.
Everything is so precarious.
Well, real quick, he said they could afford to lose that game. No, they can't. Like, that's the whole point of this.
If they lose
they
tonight,
they can't afford to lose these games.
They're 0-3 against the Clippers. If they lose tonight and the Clippers win, they're all of a sudden, boom, 8 seed.
Yeah, like, that's the reality here of everything. And I get it. Like, you're looking ahead at the schedule and you've been playing a lot of crap teams. That's what I'm calling them there. They're bad. So you got the Raptors coming up, you got the Hawks, you got the Heat, you got the Pelicans and the Spurs. They're all cooked. Those are all bottom feeders trying to poop for Cooper Flagg, who we're going to be seeing hopefully play for Duke here in the tournament coming up. By the way, I have the Duke Blue Devils winning it all. So if you have Duke you're probably cooked.
Now I can't sleep tonight.
There you go.
Joe's got the Duke Blue Devils.
I mean, that's just what we're doing here. We're doing the bracket challenge at KPIX. I mean, it's going to be Duke and St. John's. What can I tell you?
I'm taking North Carolina just to piss everyone off.
I actually took them to win like 2 rounds just because I know that's what's going to happen because I've seen it all the time. Everyone's pissed that they're in and they're going to win. But the Golden State Warriors, like, and I hear what Mark's saying, because there is part of me that does feel like this is a one-off and that they can get back and win tonight and everything feels better. But you're still going to look back at this game if they do make the play-in tournament at the 7th or 8th seed. Like, wow, we really squandered opportunity there. Like, we should have won that game.
And yeah.
We didn't.
And that's why I'm so frustrated. Look, as great as Steph's been, as great as he is, he's an all-time legend. He had a bad game. I mean, that was equivalent to him throwing multiple picks in the fourth quarter of a football game, right?
The only question is whether or not he's going to show up on the injury report.
It's time for the injury report.
It really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
It's actually not Stephen Curry today on the injury report. It's Jung-Hoo Lee. I love that song, by the way. He's getting an MRI on his back after missing the last few spring training games. Lee's status for opening day will be determined by the results of the MRI. Manager Bob Melvin said the injury was not baseball related. Check this out. It was a product of Lee sleeping on his back wrong. How old is this guy? Like, I'm 30 and that could happen. He's in his early 20s. Oh my God, yes. It's just the injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm.
Can I?
Helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. Joe Shasky, be sure to tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity Stream Sports. From the best seat in the house with Xfinity, bring on the good stuff. What do you got real quick?
This has the potential to be close to the equivalent of a Javon Hargrave signing. That's how bad this deal is with Jung-Hoo Lee if he's really hurt. Well, this is not good.
If it's just sleeping wrong, hopefully it's not. It's nothing to be concerned about.
You missed
about.
The whole season last year for crashing into a wall.
Well, let's hope the Warriors aren't crashing into a wall after that last loss last night. Yeah, well, let's calm down, all right? Giants season hasn't even started yet. By the way, officially, Major League Baseball season did start today. Dodgers won it now. I mean, they're just Shohei Ohtani doing what he does. Sam Lubbins, he's very excited.
I hate them.
He's very excited about what the Dodgers are going to do this year. He's the biggest Dodgers fan at the station. That's what's coming up in the game, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. More of your calls, more of your texts. Do you start Stephen Curry tonight, or do you sit him on 95.7 The Game?
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.